For Jesus, amen. He is worthy. Well, I don't know such, you can be seated. I don't know such wonderful welcome. I don't want to say that missionary was lying, Pastor Grant, but I don't know of anyone that can keep up with my father. Amen.
Brother Dan Swanson is having a seizure. So I'd like for you to just bow your head right where you are and just pray for him. Would you do that right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are such a great God. You are indeed such a great Lord. And Savior, we're praying right now for Brother Dan. We arrest the seizure. We bind it. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Lord Jesus, we love you, God. We give you all the honor, the glory. Thank you, God, for deliverance. Thank you, God, for deliverance. Thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Now, we're going to have Brother Smith to continue. I don't think that this will interfere. We'll keep praying over here. And if for some reason we need to stop, well, we'll just stop. Naturally, we want to give due attention to this situation if needed.
Amen, amen. You know, there's no better place to be than God's house. You know, we serve a prayer-answering God. And before we get into the message, amen, we are going to be talking about the presentation. But I just believe it's God, because tonight God did lay on my heart to talk about the power of prayer. Amen, and I'm not making that up. The sound booth already has my title. Amen. Because we serve a prayer-answering God. I can't tell you how many times we've prayed in that wonderful name. We sang about it tonight, no other name. Amen. And when you pray in that name of Jesus, amen, the Bible tells us at one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that great name. Amen. Aren't you glad you know that name? Amen. The Bible says in our time of need, we can call upon that name. God is so good. It's wonderful to be in God's house, isn't it? Amen. Why don't you just shout, whoa. Whoa, that was so good. Why don't you try it backwards? Got some of you there. Amen. Well, I just want to thank Pastor Grant and Pastor Roy Grant. It's wonderful being here. It's always an honor and privilege to be at Calvary Gospel. Amen. It's like home away from home. And for many years, I was thinking about this before we came back. It was home. Amen. Now God has moved us overseas, but Calvary Gospel always has a special place in our heart. And I see some of my former teachers sitting out here tonight. So it's kind of an interesting privilege. You know, I grew up and you had the honor to teach me, and now I get the honor to teach tonight and talk to you. Amen. So we have a reverse unique privilege tonight. But God is so good. And before we even say any more, my father and mother send their greetings. The church sends their greetings. Amen. It's amazing that you can go anywhere in the world and find wonderful people that love our Lord and Savior. Amen. He's such an awesome God. And the Bible tells us that this great gospel which we preach will be preached in every nation, to every kindred and every tongue. And you know the awesome thing about it is, it's one thing to talk about it, but the awesome thing is we get to have part in that. I'm not talking about just me and my wife, but all of us get to have part in that as we reach people, as we talk to people, as we share the power of Jesus. It's good to have my family here, and it's good to have Tress, if I'm not mistaken. Got it right? Amen. Amen. My grandma met her just a few days ago and talked to her. And it's just like that. As we're out and about, we talk to people. We share this glorious truth of God. We share what God is doing. We share that wonderful working of His kingdom. Amen. That's what God said. Make His praises known. Make what He's doing, just like He's healed. How many here have been healed before? Amen. We can't keep that quiet. That's awesome. That's wonderful. That's powerful. Amen. And we have to make that known to a world that's in need. Amen. Well, it's wonderful to be here tonight. You know, before we go any further, everyone always asks me to talk dialect. In Antigua, we're an English-speaking nation. And everyone always says, well, talk dialect, because we do speak English, but we change some word meanings and we shorten them. And have fun with the English language, so to speak. So what I want to do here tonight is I'm just going to ask everyone how you're doing. And what I'm going to say is, Wagwan. Now to break that down is Wagwan, but we run everything together. We don't believe in punctuation. Amen. It's a cardinal sin in Antigua to punctuate. So that's why I have a wonderful wife. She helps me punctuate and do all that good stuff. Amen. And what you're going to say, because I'm asking you how you're doing and we're in God's house and we're having a good time in Jesus, amen. You're going to say, me, cool. Why don't we try it out? Me, cool. All right, now you just run it together really fast. Me, cool. All right, let's try it. Well, go on. Very good. Now everyone can say they actually spoke some dialect from Antigua. Amen. Well, we've been seeing God do so many awesome things in Antigua, and I want to thank everyone here for being a part of that. Because without what's happening here, and I'm not talking just financially, I'm talking about your prayers. And not only the prayers, the vision. You know, I love every time we get to honor to talk to Pastor Grant, he shares his vision about how the church here has a vision to see one person every day. And even more than that, baptized and filled. Amen? So in Antigua, we adopted that same challenge. We don't have quite so many workers there yet. Amen? So we tried to go for one every week. But by the grace of God, we've passed one every week, and we're about one every 3.3 days, give or take. Amen. Amen. Let's give God some glory for that. Amen. We're at 62 people so far that have either been filled. There's 35 that have been filled by the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and 27 that have been baptized in that precious name of Jesus. Amen. Just like Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And it's so wonderful to see those people go down, if you will, allow me a little liberty, amen, to go down a sinner and come up forgiven. Amen? There's no better way to come up, to grow, to live, to walk with Jesus than to have that forgiven, have your sins removed, then receive that power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And God is moving. Amen. In the nation of Antigua. You know, every time we come, we always get inspired by your outreach. You know, from trying to remember them all, the outreach in the park, the different things at the hospital, all over everything you guys always share, the wonderful stories. We take those back and share them in Antigua. And we started weekly outreach because of that in Antigua about 2.5 years ago. And we go out every Saturday as a church. People go out throughout the week one-on-one, and sometimes they'll grab someone else in the church. But every Saturday we go out as a body, together and unified, amen. There's just power in unity. And when we see Jesus, he sent out the disciples 2 by 2. So we'll join together and we'll go out 2 by 2 on Saturday. And for those of you that have seen our bright outreach t-shirts on the back, we wear those bright shirts. That way everyone knows we're coming and they know what we're talking about. We'll share some awesome stories about that in a bit. But since we've started doing outreach for the last 2.5 years, every Saturday with an average of about maybe 11 to 15 people going out, we have taught 18,000 Bible studies about the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Can we give God some praise? But you know what's even more important? That wouldn't be possible if there wasn't saints all over the world and saints right here in this church praying for God to open the doors. Amen. I don't want to say too much before I bring my wonderful wife up, because I don't want to tell any of her stories. But God has opened so many doors in the nation of Antigua because prayer. Because your prayer here. Prayer works. Amen. So with just those few short little status, I want to bring my wonderful wife, Victoria, up. She's going to share one or two stories. Can we give her a hand? Amen. Amen. Now in Antigua, we always tell the person when they're coming up to preach the word. So to make her feel at home, how do we shout that out tonight? Preach the word. Amen. Jesus.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in Madison, Wisconsin tonight. So you learned a little bit of dialect, and I have to be honest, that's all the dialect I know too. So I'm going to try to see if you guys remember. Wagwan. Very, very good. Very good. Like I said, that's all I know in dialect. So you have to forgive me if you ask me something else. I'm going to refer you back to my husband. So I'm going to tell you just a few stories tonight. But first, I'm so glad to be here. This I consider my second home. Yes, I was baptized in Jesus' name here. I was filled with the Holy Ghost here. And I'm proud to say that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So one of the short stories I'm going to share with you is about a young lady named Dandira, and I just wrote it out so that I could get all the details. Sometimes I forget all the little details. Some time ago, we did outreach at Andira's grandmother's house. We spent time teaching her grandmother and the people in her grandmother's house our outreach Bible study. Meanwhile, one of our young ladies named Tanisha knew Andira and had started to invite her personally to church. Tanisha continued to invite Andira to church, and on a Friday night, she came and visited our church. I spoke to her, and she shared her story with me. She grew up in a very hard environment. She continued to come to church and youth group after her first visit. In May, she was baptized in the precious name of Jesus and was filled with the Holy Ghost. And I must say, I wasn't there to see it because I was visiting my family up here in the States, but I got to see pictures. I was so excited. One of the hardships Andira has faced since birth is a heart problem. And as a result of her heart problem, she struggles with all other physical problems as well. One of these being her liver not functioning properly. At a Friday night youth group service, we had a prayer meeting, and Andira asked me for to pray for her for healing in her body. About a week later, she went to the doctor's appointment, and after having tests, she was told that her liver, which was previously not working, now was working 100%. Praise Jesus. It's not over yet. There's more. Recently in July, she went back to the doctors for some more issues with both her kidneys. The doctor told her that she was going to need to have both her kidneys removed and transplants put in their place. She again asked me to pray for her, and when she was told by the doctor about needing the transplant, she mentioned that to the doctor that she was going to be healed by Jesus, the same one who healed her liver. The doctor then laughed in her face and told her that she was basically crazy to believe in a God that heals and would want to heal her. But tonight, I'm happy to tell you, after going to the doctor to have tests done before having a double transplant took place, nothing was found wrong with either kidney. They are both completely healed. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray with us as we continue to pray for her healing, for complete healing for her heart. And I just want to say, none of this would have been possible without your prayers and your support. We're so, so thankful. We feel your prayers in Antigua. It's not just about the money. It's also about the prayers, too. And that's really what's most important. I want to share just one more story before I let my husband come back and preach. One of our young men was outreaching downtown in St. John's, and he came up to this store that is like a women's clothing store. And he felt compelled to go in. Mind you, he was wearing one of those bright t-shirts. And he felt compelled to go in. And the ladies in the store said, "Whoa, that is a bright t-shirt." And he started talking to them, giving them a Bible study. And it just so happened that it was the former prime minister's wife was there, and also now our recently new prime minister's wife. And so I've had the privilege, and Benjamin and I have both had the privilege to talk to Maria, is her name, or the now prime minister's wife, and her husband, the Honorable Gaston Brown. We've given them a Bible study. We've also met their little two-year-old son, and we believe God is going to give us those from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low. It doesn't matter, and everyone in between. Because he said that he would come to seek and to save that which was lost. And that means every single person. So I want to thank you so much for the outreach you do here in Madison. It continues to push us to, and as we have our goals in Antigua that we've modeled after Pastor Grant's goals for one person a day here. And I just want to thank you again for all the support. Thank you for welcoming me back. And I've already had cheese curds, but I'm going to have me some more. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God is so good. Could you get the presentation ready for me in the back? We just have a little video presentation to help. You know, there's so many stories that it's hard for my brain to always remember all the stories. And we just got back yesterday at about 4:30, so my brain's still at about 10,000 feet. So Lord willing, by the end of the service and the moving of the Holy Ghost, I'll come back down to earth. Amen. So if you could just get that ready, and we'll go right into that right now, just to show you some pictures and help jog my memory on all the awesome things God is doing. Good. While they're getting that ready, why don't we just give Jesus another hand clap of praise? Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes. While they're doing that, I'll also add to this. In Antigua, we have a number of breakdowns in the power. You have the governor general that kind of oversees the nation. You have the prime minister, which she talked about. We also have the governor general, who God's given us a lot of favor. In fact, oh Lord, help me, on Thursday, we were in his office talking to him, and he's given us favor and pushing it through to open up in the schools that we can teach the apostolic doctrine, amen, to all the kids in the schools. Because there used to be a day, amen, in Antigua where they would teach the Bible in schools. And when that happened, go figure, would you believe there was less crime? And there was less problems in the nation? Would you believe that? I don't want to say too much because I don't know what's politically correct in America. In Antigua, we just say things and apologize for them later. Not saying it's the right way, that's how we were raised. Amen. So God has opened the door now to bring that back into the schools. Amen. I hear the music. Hallelujah. So God has opened the doors for us to bring that back into schools. So pray that God gives all of us wisdom how to go about that. Amen. That we can teach His doctrine, that we can work in the schools, that we can show the power of the Bible. Amen. Before you start, I want to just hold right here. This is the church property. Brought a little pointer. My wife reminded me of this. So just to kind of explain it, this is the right around here. That's the church property right there that you've helped us purchase. And this is the building that you've helped us build. Now right there is the end of the building to about right there. That area is the sanctuary. We have pews right now for about 150. You can fit about 300 comfortably, Antiguan style. You can fit probably about 420, maybe up to 450 in that building. Amen. So just as we get them, we just pack them in and make more room. This area right here is a living quarters where Pastor and Sister Smith live. And right there is where Victoria and myself live. Just last week we had our youth camp. It's always a big enjoyment for the young people. We stay right on the church property. We just turn the balcony and the Sunday school rooms into like dorm rooms. And everyone just stays at the church. And right here is our pavilion. We just call it the pavilion. That's where we have our meals. Right back here is where the guys take their showers. Ladies take their showers. Now, it's not like America where you have running water. To save on time and everything else, we just give them a 5-gallon pail, and there's a little cistern right there, and they go clean up for service, and this is the shed. And everyone asks me if that's a person. That's actually a cinnamon bay tree. But in Antigua, we've had an epidemic of a mold kind of thing that comes on the leaves, and it changes the color of the plant. So that's what that is. But I just wanted to kind of give you an overview. And every Sunday, the vans will come down this road. We'll pull right up here and drop the people off, and we have a great time in Jesus. Amen. All right, if you can just hit play, we're going to go through this. Amen. To show a few pictures about what God is doing in Antigua. Amen. This is just an aerial view. For those of you that ever heard of Jolly Harbor, that's one of the resorts right in there. Just some of the villages, that's Bolin's right out there that we've done some witnessing in and had some people come. And on the next picture that comes up. Yes, pause it for me, please. This area right here is our state college. And actually, Tanisha, that you just heard the story, lives right there, and Andira lives right there. So now, if you ever come to Antigua, you can say, yeah, I know you live right there and right there. So this is our state college. We've had Bible studies. In fact, right here is what they call the auditorium. It's just kind of like a little wooden podium, if you will, with a tin roof. But every afternoon when the classes are kind of on recess, they'll gather out here and eat lunch and talk. And we've been able to hold Bible studies up there. We've worked with a number of the teachers. We've been able to open a prayer where some of the students can gather together and they pray together. We can talk to them, meet their needs however we can to work with them. In fact, we even have one of our professors that comes to the church at the college. He has a lab right there, and he works there. So God has given us great favor. I just wanted to pause it. You can go ahead and show you that's our state college. And we continue, as God continues to open the door, see more and more people from there coming. Amen. This right here is the route you'll follow from the airport. Amen. Just us doing some work on the church, repainting some of the doors, keeping it looking nice. Amen. We want to take care of God's house. This is us. I just talked about the pavilion. This is us doing the building. In Antigua, we mix 95% of our concrete by hand. So those are our Antiguan cement plant and cement trucks. There's us pouring it and just leveling it off, kind of finishing there. You'll see Pastor as we pull it out and finish it off, and it's been possible. Right there is our sand machine and our gravel machine, and there's the mixer as we pour it out. And down there, you just kind of do everything by hand. So that's where I get my beautiful broad shoulders from. Amen. Now, if you'll see out in the table, you'll see a bus fund. That's what that's for. This is a wonderful picture. This is actually a government road, but in Antigua, they only clean up the roads as they want to, when they want to, where they want to, and how they want to. So to make the church nice, you can pause it for a second so I can catch up. What we'll do is a lot of times, Pastor, myself, the young men in the church, will go out and clean up the road, fix the road, and do all the other wonderful things that we can to make the road so people can come in. When we first got there was about a 10-foot gully in the main road that they just washed out. So we worked on getting that fixed so people could come to church. But I'm glad to say every Sunday we see the house of God full. Amen. Now, as you'll see, I know we're in 2014, and this says 2013 youth camp. It's been a year since we've been back, so a lot has happened. Amen. We have a youth camp every July, so I'm going to do a little follow-up of last year's youth camp and then lead into this year's youth camp. So you can hit play. These are just some of the people here. That's Pastor Gillis. He was actually, and his son, Rick. He was one of our first replacements. He pastors a church out in New Jersey, and they came down and preached for that. That's what our caterpillars in Antigua look like. So aren't you glad for the caterpillars you have here? Amen. Just wanted to throw that in. When we get to the altar, they just like to spend a lot of time praying at the altar. Youth camp, what we do is we don't use youth camp so much for outreach with some of our object lessons that we do there. We don't use youth camp so much for outreach as inreach. We take that time to gather together and be spiritually strengthened in the things of God. We'll come and have worship. And down there, a lot of times, everyone will gather up at the altar and we'll just worship and have a great time in Jesus. So you'll see a lot of the people up here along the altar. That's Ozani. Ozani, who is one of the young men from Nevis, he came over and got the Holy Ghost. This is the Tanisha that we were talking about. She was getting baptized at the end of that youth camp. Amen. Our youth camps, we start Monday night with a bonfire and then have services morning and night from Tuesday till Friday and end with a Saturday morning prayer meeting and then clean up the church. And this was Saturday afternoon. Thank you for pausing it for me. Amen. So that's Tanisha. This is just the entrance going down to the church and some of the buses you see there for the church. Now, we also had the honor and privilege to have a youth on a mission group from Pastor Myers Church, Living Word Apostolic Church in New Berlin, Wisconsin. So Wisconsin came to Antigua. Amen. So this is just some of their ladies that came down with some of our ladies at the church. And they were down there for a week. And this is still in 2013, moving on. I think it was in August of 2013. This is us taking them around. And you're going to see a lot of them wearing the bright shirts because we even took them in the bush here. And that's what some of our roads near the church look like. So getting, we wanted to get spiritual fruit, but that's also Ginnups. If you come down, Victoria, we'll find you some Ginnups. It is her favorite fruit. Amen. And this is just us going out. And the Bible says go everywhere and compel them to come. So it doesn't matter even if it's all bush, we'll go out and find them and teach them a Bible study. This is us in the downtown St. John's area. You see us wearing our outreach shirts. That's one of the cruise ships coming. As you can see, when a cruise ship turns, it makes the city look really small. But it's just going down there. There's David Meyer, Pastor Meyer's son. He came down. He was one of our special speakers for that. Some of the other people there. Again, you see them worshiping at the altar. Because that's what it's all about, amen? When we come into God's house, it's to lift the name of Jesus up. See him praying at the altar. Because that needs to be a heart desire. I mean, it's good to be home. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to all of you. But our reason and our purpose for gathering here tonight was not to hear me talk about Antigua, but really it was to lift Jesus up. That's why we gather together in the house of God. Amen. Is to lift Jesus up. You can keep playing. This is, we had a young man and a young lady get baptized during the youth on a mission there. So you'll see some of them there as we baptize them in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. That was in 2013. Pause it. I'll catch up. In 2013, we had 55 people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and 36 were baptized in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And since we've been there, we just celebrated being there 15 years. Since we've been there, 375 people have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and 300, and I think it's two, have been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Now you can hit play. What you're seeing here is we put in a Bible school, so every Wednesday night the people will gather together, and we have a Bible school. It's six semesters that we're teaching it for at the church. Right now we're on our sixth semester, so these are just some of the people. And actually, on the next picture, pause it right there, I'll find her. There we go. This lady right here, she's actually a leader in another one of the churches. This is a minister with another organization. I'm trying to pick them all out. I don't know if they're all in there, but we have a number of pastors. He's a leader in another one of the churches. We have a number of these church leaders coming to be taught about God's Word. Because in the Caribbean, there's not a lot of teaching. You know, a lot of times we come to the States, and a lot of you here, you know, there's a church in Sun Prairie, there's a church here, there's a church there. You have multiple people having meetings here in Madison. We're talking to Pastor Grant. I think you have 6 services on Sunday. So you have all these opportunities. In the Caribbean, a lot of places don't get that. On most of the islands, there's only one UPC church. And even within other organizations, there's very little teaching about what God's Word is. And most of them, when we first went to the Caribbean, even our own pastors, for those of you who have ever seen the Word of Flame Bibles, just a little Bible with very almost no concordance, that's what most of the pastors had. They had no study Bible, they had no concordance, they had nothing. So they did have the Holy Ghost, amen? And we know that's what will teach us all things. But it's always good to get your hand on teaching and different things to help us grow. Amen? Because I don't know everything, and they don't know everything. But together we work it out as we dig into God's Word. You know, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's what we want to do. You can keep playing that. Thank you. And that's why we have the Bible school there for all of them to gather together and we can teach them. Now here's one of my favorite parts. This is our Antiguan outreach team in our outreach shirts. That's us gathering together, going on the buses every Saturday. We meet at the church for some prayer. And then we'll head out on the streets and we'll talk to whoever we find. Amen. You'll see us there talking to some of the people. And Antigua, you'll get all sorts. They'll have all different types of conversations with you. Amen. This is Goldine. We met her, me and another young man. Pause it for a second. Goldine, you know, God loves souls. Anyone believe that? But you know what? I wanted to share this little secret if we haven't figured it out yet. Souls generally will not come running up to you asking you how to be saved. The Bible says we had to go out and compel them to come. And I remember right behind the church, there's this big hill. They call it Scott's Hill. And it doesn't look too tall until you start walking up it. In Antigua, we don't grade the roads. So I mean, we do grade them, but we don't like cut down the grade. You know, like here, if you have a hill, they'll grade it so it's a nice gradual slope. In Antigua, whatever it is, it is. Sometimes, I mean, you'll be going straight up a hill and straight down and all around. And that's with no guardrails. So I said all that to say this. When we were meeting Goldine, we had to go all the way to the top of the hill. And I just want to be transparent tonight and honest. There will be times in your life when you feel God leading you somewhere you don't always want to go there. Because I was looking at him and he was looking at me and we're like, well, we got 3/4 of the way up. Maybe we could stop there, Pastor Grant. But no, we said, no, you know what? We love Jesus and we love what he's done for us. And it's our job, it's our responsibility, amen, to go and share it with him. If we don't go, who will, amen? And I want the church to get that message tonight. If the church doesn't go and reach them, who will? Because Satan is trying to use every opportunity to reach them. The flesh will try and find every opportunity to run from God. But when they see a person that can go through a trial and still have a smile on their face, when they can see someone that was hooked on drugs and delivered, when they can see a disease or a sickness healed by the power of the name of Jesus, amen, we can compel them to come. So we went all the way to the top of that hill. We met Goldine, amen. She was so excited. We prayed for her there, but then she came back to the church. She got baptized and received the Holy Ghost right off the street. That's what I want to show as church. You know, sometimes we want to bring them to the house of God, and that's good. But you need to talk to Pastor Grant. I don't know who they all are, but you need to have whoever is approved to baptize. You need to have them on your speed dial. And you need to be going out there teaching Bible studies, doing what the church plan is to teach people. Get them ready, amen? I know we all say, well, when I get up on the platform, you know, I'll teach them. It starts talking to your neighbor. It starts by talking to the person in the store. It starts by talking to the person at the laundromat or wherever you're filling up with gas. Amen. You share that story, you talk to them. God says if you'll be faithful over little, you'll be ruled over much. Amen. I know in our society we want to have the much before we have the little. But see, if we can be faithful with every person we come into contact with, God will give us a harvest beyond imagining. Amen. And that's what he's doing here at Calvary Gospel. Amen. This is Gretel Brady. We just call her Sister Brady. Amen. I want to take a little time to share this story because here's how prayer works. We go out every Saturday to pray and go out and outreach. But here's a lady, she was going to a denominational church and she was getting very upset with how the church was being run. So she just said, I'm not going to go to church anymore. And every time she would come to pray, God would say, Praise Tabernacle. For those of you that don't know, the church is called Praise Tabernacle. But every time she'd go to pray, Praise Tabernacle. She'd wake up in the morning, she'd hear Praise Tabernacle. Finally, she said, God, I'm not talking to you anymore because I don't want to hear this Praise Tabernacle anymore. And God kept telling her, for weeks this was happening. And then she finally, because it wouldn't go away, she's like, God, well, I don't know where Praise Tabernacle is. I know there used to be a church in a building that was called Praise Tabernacle, but they're not there anymore, so the church must be gone. I don't know a Praise Tabernacle. And she kept making all these different reasons, amen, why she couldn't come. But God ordained some situation for us to get her daughter's number. We got her daughter's number, got her daughter into a Bible study. Her daughter came back and got baptized. Amen. And she told her mom, hey, mom, I'm going to church again. And her mom's like, okay, well, bye. And she always thought that she was going to her church. She didn't realize that she was going to Praise Tabernacle. So finally, one morning, her mother asked her, where are you going? Where are you going? She said, I'm going to Praise Tabernacle. She's like, you're going where? Praise Tabernacle. Her mom just kind of sit there and, all right, go on, go on. She got really upset that now even her daughter was going to Praise Tabernacle. It's like, God, I pray and you tell me Praise Tabernacle. I wake up and I hear Praise Tabernacle. I go to cook food and I hear Praise Tabernacle. Now my daughter's telling me Praise Tabernacle. I don't want to hear it anymore. But as you can see the picture, she gave in. Amen. And it was on a Saturday morning. Amen. And here's the awesomeness of God. We had a severe storm that day. And it was raining. I ended up calling a lot of our people, and we weren't going to end up going to outreach. What we were going to do is, instead of gathering to church, we were just going to stay in our village. In between the breaks in rain, we had run out to some neighboring houses or the shop and talk to people, but we weren't going to gather together at the church. But then I get a phone call, and someone tells me, well, we have a lady that wants to get baptized. I'm like, oh, well, bring her to the church, amen. And we brought her to the church, and here's how God works. We brought her in the second pew. I'm trying to think about where. About right where you are, Sister Brown. We had her in the pew there praying. And as we were praying for her, the Holy Ghost just hit her. And she just knocked my wife out the way and just hit that center aisle and took off running right down towards the back. Amen. She got to about, in our church we have like a crossroads where we have side doors and a straight back door. And she hit that area and she just fell on her knees and began to speak in tongues. And for 55 minutes she just began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And then we got her in the baptismal tank. And we don't have heated water. So God bless everyone getting baptized here tonight. But in Antigua we believe in stammering lips and another tongue. Amen. So if they don't get it before they go in the water, they're guaranteed they will get it in the water. Amen. They are not going to leave the house of God without it. Amen. The Bible tells us of people that came for some deliverance. Well, we don't want some deliverance. We want all deliverance. We want Him to forgive us. We want His power. So we got her in the baptismal tank, and after about 21 and a half minutes, because I was thinking, well, it's about time for pneumonia to set in. Amen. But she was worshiping so much, there wasn't a chance for that to happen, Pastor Grant. So finally, we baptized her in the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, this is an awesome thing. I have a lot of awesome stories to share. But this is the only time I've ever seen this happen. When I brought her up out of the water, it's clear as day. Everyone there saw it. So I wasn't hallucinating. A flash of light just passed through that entire area. And one of the neighbors across the road just began to speak in tongues, which we found out later. She just began to dance in the tank. And she just covered all of us in water, amen? But she had a good time because you know what? When you answer that still small voice, when you answer the call that God has placed in your heart, it might not be to Antigua or to some other place around the world. That call might just be to talk to the neighbor or to the person that you meet every day in the grocery store. It might just be to talk to that person. But see, when you open yourself up to the moving of God, miracles, signs, and wonders begin to happen because the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. If you could hit play on that. Amen. So that's just an awesome story. Hallelujah. That's Goldine getting baptized right there. Amen. After we got done praying, we baptized her. Here's David Uriah. Pause it for a sec. Amen. David Uriah, actually, I had the honor and privilege to baptize him, but I didn't even pray with him to get the Holy Ghost because he's in his 50s, and he went to a church all his life, never been baptized, never received the Holy Ghost. And some of our young men just happened to stop at the roadside stand there where he was eating to get a little bite to eat. And they were. Here's how God works. God was pricking them to talk to him. At the same time, God was pricking him to talk to them. Amen. So they finally both agreed to listen to the voice of God and talk to each other. And you'll see Alex, one of our young men, Geraldo, another one was with them. Both of them were there. Actually, Geraldo's right there in the blue, and Alex is there in the red. Those were the two that went to the restaurant. And they just started talking to him. They talked about the Holy Ghost. And he says, well, I want that. Amen. The world wants it. We all need it. And he said, I want it. So I said, good, you can have it. You want it right now? Sure, I want it right now. So they began to pray right there in the roadside, people getting their food, people walking all around. He just lifted up his hands and began to speak in other tongues. Amen, as the Spirit gave the utterance. And he was so excited. He's like, well, what else does God have? We said, you ever been baptized? He's like, no. So they talked about baptism, brought him back to the church. And he was so excited, they offered to give him a ride. He said, no, let me ride my bike to the church and get baptized, because I just want to share this as I'm going. Amen. So he was preaching on the way to the church and came over and got baptized. Amen. If you can hit play for me. So that's David Uriah. This is Junie Mills. Pause it for a sec. Junie was in a car wreck. You know, we talked about a car wreck here tonight in prayer. He was in a car wreck. He totaled his truck. Amen. And he had some injury to the brain. The doctors didn't know what it was. And do pray for our doctors. We love them. But they diagnosed him psychiatrically. Amen. But he had swelling in the brain, which after we prayed, they figured that out. Amen. But the awesome thing about Junie is he was there at the church. His mom brought him. His mom comes to the church. First time he was ever there at the church, first time we ever met him, his mom brought him there and said, I don't know what to do. The doctors are telling me he's crazy, but I know he's not. Amen. So she said, can you pray for his healing? So just like we prayed tonight, we prayed for his healing. And as we prayed for him, nobody ever told him anything about the Holy Ghost. He just began to speak out in other tongues. We were so excited. We didn't know what was happening, Pastor. I mean, we knew what was happening, but we weren't even talking. We were praying for healing. So we looked over his mom. Does he have the Holy Ghost? Has he ever spoken in tongues before? She said, I don't know. So we just let him keep speaking in tongues, prayed with him. Finally, when he kind of got done with that, we said, hey, have you ever spoken in tongues before? He's like, no, I don't even know what this is, but it feels good. Amen. So then we said, well, if you like that, have you ever been baptized? He said, no, I've never been baptized before. We said, awesome. That feels good too. Amen. So here he's in the tank getting baptized. Continue to pray for him. He still does have some swelling on the brain, but it was so amazing. As we began to pray, he would have these convulsions and he would kind of scream out in pain and he couldn't control some of his bodily functions. But as he received the Holy Ghost, it was like you could see it on his face. Instant peace came over him. All those convulsions stopped and he just began to glorify God. Amen. God is so good. We serve an awesome God. You could hit play for me. Amen. It's our guys cleaning the church on Saturday. Amen. That's some of our Antiguan streets where we do outreach. Amen. And that's just telling the total for this year. 36 were baptized last year, 27 this year. More of our young men dancing at the altar, actually right there. It's not really the best picture, but that is our college professor. He's also right there in the blue. Amen. Whenever you come, you'll always find him right over in that corner. There's some of our young ladies dancing and praising Jesus. Amen. There's a young man coming at the end. And what we try and do in Antigua, pause it for a second, is you know what? This isn't about me. And I'm sure Pastor Grant has told you. Both of you are great men of God. But it's not about them. It's about Jesus. So as you saw in that picture, we don't pray every person through to the Holy Ghost. What I mean by that is Pastor, Sister Smith, Sister Victoria, or myself, we don't pray them all through to the Holy Ghost. We teach our people, and then they'll go out and pray with them and pray them through to the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because that's what it's about. It's about building God's kingdom. It's not about building our kingdom or my kingdom. It's about building His kingdom. Amen. Amen. If you'd hit play for me, that'd be great. That was a young girl who received the Holy Ghost. Amen. She came over from Barbuda. I'll tell that story in a minute if I remember. Hallelujah. So here's us praying for some more people at the altar. There's my little prayer partner. That's Keenan. Amen. Pause it for a second. Me and Keenan, we love to come to pray together. And don't fool you. He's 6 years old. But he has the gift of the Holy Ghost, and he's used mightily in the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll just be there with him. I'll say, hey, buddy, it's time to talk in that special language. He'll say, okay. He just throws up his hands, and the Holy Ghost just begins to flow out of him. Because, amen, children don't question how. They don't question why. They just say, if that's what Jesus wants me to do, I want to please Jesus. Amen. So if you just hit play, hit play. Thank you. We love to pray together, and that's just one of the things that God's doing in the young people. In fact, when we dedicated him to be a preacher. Amen. And God is continuing to honor that. He'll go into his preschool preaching the Word of God. He told his teachers, he said, you're not saved. This is what the Bible says. Amen. Pause it for a second. That's Linda Sadler. She had cancer, but God is continuing to heal her body. She had surgery to remove it and a number of things, but God has continued to heal her body. That is her with her baptismal certificate. This is Lalith Joseph. She actually, her first encounter to an apostolic church was at our youth bonfire. She was going to night classes at the State College, which we showed you earlier, with one of our other young men. And he was walking up, and she said, well, you need a ride? And he says, well, no, it's okay. She's like, no, you need a ride. And she was really persistent. So he said, okay, well, you can take me up by the church. Well, and then while she was taking him, he said, well, you need to come to church. She says, okay, well, I'll come on Sunday. So then they got a little bit closer, and he wasn't going to miss his opportunity. He said, well, as long as you're this close, let's just drive in so I can show you where the church is. Amen? You got to do whatever it takes. Compel him to come. Amen? So he got her to the bonfire, and he said, well, as long as you're here now, why don't I just introduce you to the young people so you can meet some of the people that you'll see on Sunday? Well, that wasn't the end of that story. She had been out of work for over 6 months with severe back pain. We heard, she told us a little bit about it. The young man that invited her told us about it. He said, let's pray for her. And I said, all right. I went up to her. You know, the prayer of faith requires you to believe that God's a healer. So I walked up to her and I said, do you believe that God's a healer? She said, yes. I said, do you believe that God wants to heal you? She said, yes. I said, do you believe God can do it tonight? She said, yes. I said, okay, lift up your hands and receive a healing right now in the name of Jesus. We began to pray for her. Instantly, her back was healed. She began to jump and dance and shout. She felt so good she could move her back again. Anyone that had a pinched nerve in the back, you know how it feels. Amen? And she was so excited about that. So we said, well, why stop there? So Victor, I looked at Victoria. I said, get in there. Pray her through the Holy Ghost. So she got in there and she just started praying with her. And within seconds, she was speaking in tongues. Well, that we didn't want to stop there, Pastor Grant. I mean, that was too good. So we said, you have ever been baptized before? She said, well, a while ago. And we talked to her. She said, but do you know how it was done? And she told us. And we said, well, the Bible says you need to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. And we talked to her. She says, okay, well, let's do it tonight. Amen. So we baptized her that night. On Sunday, she brought three of her kids. In the morning, two got baptized, one got the Holy Ghost, and in the evening it was reversed. Two got the Holy Ghost, if I'm not mistaken, and one got baptized. And that's when she came Sunday morning. She's like, she just came to Victoria and myself, and she said, pray them through, they're here. Amen. She said, I've been having dreams all week. I want them to experience this too. Amen. If you could hit play. So we prayed them through in Jesus' name. And actually, that's her daughter, her son, and her other son. There's David and another young couple. Pause it again. And this is why I say, well, this is why we wear the shirts. Right there, Sharon Williams. She has cancer, but God is healing it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We were walking by, and this is kind of a Peter story for those of you that know the Peter that denied Jesus, and he heard the cock crow. Amen. She saw our shirts, and she was compelled. What is this bright shirt? Amen. So she said, I want to find out what this is. So by the shirt, she read our shirt. Do you need a miracle? Yeah, I need a miracle. She talked to our young men, and she said, well, yeah, I want to do this. It's baptism. I've never done that before. I want to get baptized. We said, okay, are you willing to live for God? Are you willing to do whatever it takes to see God's kingdom? She said, yeah. I said, okay. And then we talked for a little bit, brought her back to the church, baptized her in Jesus' name. Now, we are praying with her to get the Holy Ghost before him. And my memory slips me on this. She either got the Holy Ghost right after. All these stories, amen. She got the Holy Ghost, I think, if I'm not mistaken, right after she came up out of the water. And she went down in the water in Jesus' name. And she came up with this huge smile on her face. And she was just glowing. Amen. So we looked at her and we encouraged her to pray. Amen. Now it's come back. She got the Holy Ghost right before she went in the water, because I remember what I'm saying. Amen. So we told her just to let the Holy Ghost flow again as she came up out of the water. And she began to speak in tongues, and she did that for a while. So then we looked at her and said, how do you feel? And she just going like this. Because she couldn't talk. She had got hit with the Holy Ghost so hard that when she tried to talk, she would just speak in tongues. And she didn't know what was happening. So she just touching her tongue, saying, she was trying to tell us she couldn't go back, and she didn't know what was happening. Amen. But thankfully, amen. Well, she just could have stayed in tongues. I mean, that's fine with me. But for her sake, she didn't want to be able to speak English again. So God did, after a while, let her speak English again. Amen. That's Andira, who we were talking about right there. And that's Mrs. Fritch. She's 86 years old. She never had the Holy Ghost, never baptized before. And she lived a very sinful life. But we witnessed to her and just said, Jesus wants to forgive you. Then she said, someone wants to forgive me? We said, yes. She came to the church. Amen. If you hit play, got baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this year, or last year, 55 and 35 have received the Holy Ghost. This is Jessica Brady, Sister Brady's daughter, the young girl I told you, we mentioned. This is Shaliza Lycan. Amen. We met her through outreach. And right there's her mother, Jacqueline Gilpin, who had cancer. She just went to the Bahamas for surgery. Amen. But God is healing her in the name of Jesus. Shamik Matthews. And this is her little daughter. And the gentleman you just saw baptizing her was, pause it one sec here, was Brother Anderson. He's an evangelist from Washington. Now, this is George Yearwood. If you remember, I think it was last year, I talked about in January of 2013 how we went over to Barbuda. Amen. And we preached in a Trinitarian church there about the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And about the healing power of Jesus. And five people got the Holy Ghost for the first time in that church. And two of their elders that had previously had the Holy Ghost that hadn't talked in it since they received it, yielded themselves to God and began to speak in other tongues. Well, his wife happened to be in those services in Barbuda, is our sister island of Antigua. But I never had met him. So he had had some issues, and he passed away not too long after coming into the church. But I'm happy to say, God knows how to orchestrate every situation. And before he passed away, God made a way that he would come to the church. We prayed with him. He received the Holy Ghost. And after he received the Holy Ghost, that's his baptismal photo, as he was in the water getting all his sins washed away. Amen. So that's George Yearwood. And I tell you, he was a whole new man when he came up out of that water. He had his hip play. So God knows our situations, and he knows where we're at. Amen. And he'll make a way. That's Eunmi Kim. She's from South Korea. She lives in Canada. Pause it a sec. I'll catch up here. Amen. But she came to Antigua through the medical school, and her son's going to the medical school there, and she came to church. Amen. We prayed with her. She received the Holy Ghost and baptism. This is Lazaro. Lazaro is from Cuba. I can't tell you where he currently is, but he's currently somewhere in the U.S. Amen. Last we know. Amen. So, but he was just trying to flee from Cuba. And what happened with his story is he went to college with Eugene, who's our keyboard player in Cuba, who also was there. And he was passing through Antigua trying to go to either St. Martin or somewhere else. And that's Eugene right there, baptizing him. And this, you can hit play. This was our first baptism that we did completely in Spanish, because he understood Spanish. So we read the scriptures in Spanish. We did the baptismal ceremony in Spanish. So we've baptized people that were Spanish before, but that was the first time we did the entire baptism in Spanish. So that was kind of a nice milestone. And there's Keenan getting baptized. He's my little prayer buddy. He got baptized this year in the wonderful name of Jesus. That's Utisha Brown. She's Lalith's daughter. Amen. And that's her son, Dylan. Amen. And she gets baptized in the precious name of Jesus. There's Andira's baptismal photo as we baptized her in the wonderful name of Jesus. And there's Tanisha Green. Pause it a sec. That's Sister Smith baptizing her first person. Amen. So what happened is Pastor and myself were away, and this young girl who they met at the hospital wanted to get baptized. So she looked at Victoria and said, well, what are we going to do? And Victoria looked at her and said, well, you're going to baptize her. Amen. So they baptized her in the precious name of Jesus. And let me tell you, for those of you that remember Sister Smith when she came into the church, how she was a fireball, that's Sister Smith number two. Amen. She is a fireball. She's telling everyone about Jesus. Amen. And this is our Christmas fellowship that we had at the end of the year. Amen. Got to have a number of people. That's us under the pavilion, giving God thanks for some wonderful food and praising him for his awesome glory and power. Amen. Amen. This is our youth camp. That's what I'm going to wrap up with. This is our 2014 youth camp. That's Pastor Narlock and his son Micah right there. They're from Clintonville, Wisconsin. They're from Calvary Apostolic. Amen. They came down and we had an awesome time with Jesus. We had a young man by the name of Neldon, baptized in the precious name of Jesus, who was also from the neighboring island of Nevis. We have a group that comes over every year. And that's them after service, if I'm not mistaken. Service had already went on. We always like to dance together at the altar. Service had finished somewhere around 9:30. And they came back to the altar. We danced till about 10:45. And that was just a picture of them dancing at the altar. And you just see Neldon's baptism. We just want to say thank you for all the wonderful help and support to make this possible. God bless you guys. And at this time, Pastor Grant, if you'd come.
Oh, thank you, God. We'd like for the ushers to come. Please remember the deficit that they have, $5,500. And then we need to raise a good offering to support them as they travel. And so on your check, make sure that you designate what is an offering for them and what covers the deficit, what amount you want to put. Praise God. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, for Brother and Sister Smith. We thank you, God, for their burden for the lost. We thank you, God, for what they're doing there in Antigua. Thank you, God, that they have obeyed your call. And I pray, God, that you would speak to our hearts, God, and that we would respond. They have no other way to do this than the way they're doing it. And I'm praying, God, that we can become a very important part in helping their needs be met. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, God bless you as you give tonight.
Let's all sing together. I surrender.
What it's all about, just surrendering to Jesus, opening up our minds, our hearts, and our lives, and allowing him to work through us. Amen. You know, in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth." Church, that's God's desire for us today. That's God's desire for us. Until the rapture, we see Jesus. That's God's plan. We got to share a lot of stories. But you know what Jesus loves so much? He loves when we come to him and we just open our hearts and say, "God, I surrender all." So can we just stand tonight and maybe come up to the altar and just talk to Jesus and say, "God, I surrender all to you." Because you know what? There's some people going to be getting baptized here in a little bit. And there's some people, I believe, before we leave this house tonight, that God wants to pour the Holy Ghost on. So all I want us to do is we just come to this altar. If you want the Holy Ghost, if you need a miracle, if you want God to work in your life, and I want you just to lift up your hands and say, "God, I surrender." And see, as you're talking to him tonight, you're going to begin to feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. You're going to begin to feel the power of God descend. And as you call on that name of Jesus, which is greater than every name, amen, you're going to begin to feel that healing come. You're going to begin to feel the working of his power. Amen. Altar workers, if we can come here tonight, and if the baptismal team can get ready, let's worship Jesus as we talk to him. Lift up your voice and talk to him tonight. As you tell him your desires, you feel him pulling on your heart tonight. Let us lift him up tonight with all our heart in the name of Jesus.
That's it. Let's make our way down to the altar. There's quite a number of people down here praying that need someone to help them. Praise God. Praise God. Just reach out to the Lord all over the house. Pour your heart out to God. Give him your all. Everything. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God is great. God is great. God is great. God is moving among us. God is talking to hearts. Praise God. Yield to Him. Yield to the Holy Ghost tonight. Yield to the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.